Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Our organic yogurt business supports 200,000 acres of organic family farms. So we're proud to support thoughtful programming like Living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Well, just when things look dim for the Greek economy, there is perhaps one bright spot on the horizon, solar. Deutsche Welle Radio's Jonathan Gifford attended the recent European Photovoltaic Solar Conference in Hamburg, Germany, and has our story.
10 gigawatts is a lot of electricity. Just how big it is hard to imagine. It's the size of five of the biggest coal-fired power plants in the US. It's also a little less than five times the output of the Hoover Dam. And it's more than the annual production of the National Greek Electricity Utility. But 10 gigawatts is also the generating capacity of new solar plants the Greek government would like to install in an ambitious plan announced at one of the solar industry's biggest trade shows, EUPVSEC. Referring to the scheme as Project Helios, Greek Energy Minister George Papakonstantinou provided the first details of the plan, which just a few weeks ago had been little more than a rumour. But asking just how Athens plans to pull off such a scheme raises almost as many questions as it answers.
Well, Project Helios is just a concept at the moment. That was an idea born just a few weeks ago. There is nothing concrete yet. Actually, the presentation in Hamburg was the first ever document that we've seen about this project.
That's Stelios Psormas from HELAPCO, the Greek Solar Industry Association. His group met with the Greek Energy Ministry to discuss the plan. At this stage, the proposal is that Athens would work with the German government and solar industry to determine the investment required to install 10 gigawatts of solar generating capacity by 2050. Of course, Greece doesn't need all that electricity, but Germany, which aims to close down all its nuclear reactors by 2022, could certainly put it to good use in one way or another.
This is still a question whether it will be physically exported or how much of it will be physically exported to Germany or other European countries, and which part of it will be statistically exported, if you like, in the sense that according to the European legislation, member states can exchange green energy among them in order to reach their renewable energy targets.
Psormas imagines that it will be a combination of the two. A limiting factor is the power lines, the grid, that connects Greece to the Balkans and then to Central Europe. It wasn't designed to export so much energy and would require a serious upgrade to carry 10 gigawatts. This, of course, would require major investments, and with a liquidity crisis still gripping the Greek banking sector, funding isn't always easy to obtain. Aris Polychromopoulos, the general manager of Greece's largest solar installer, Biosar, appears confident, however. He says that if only one industry could get a loan in Greece these days, it'd probably be the solar energy sector.
So financing is still a problem, but due to the fact that all the other aspects of the Greek economy are getting worse, any money available from the banks, they're going for solar investments. So I don't see that there's a huge problem right now.
Polychromopoulos adds that the growth in the Greek solar market is steady, which is advantageous when compared to the boom-bust cycle observed in Spain and the Czech Republic, both former darlings of the solar scene. He says that the fact that thousands of local businesses and households are installing solar panels is better than any one big energy export plan.
Things are going on well, and there are megawatts per month which are being installed and connected in houses. At the same time, I think that now there are a lot of applications for rooftops, commercial and industrial. So from Q4 and 2012, I think we'll see a lot of installations in rooftops in Greece.
What do you think about the idea of Greece as a renewable energy exporter, whether it's in real terms, down the wires, or this trading kind of idea within Europe?
You should ask our minister.
While the Greek government's concept gives some hope to the solar industry at a time when prices for photovoltaic modules are falling fast and two major US manufacturers have declared bankruptcy, investors shouldn't be getting too excited just yet. Everyone knows there's plenty of sunshine in Greece, but equally there's also the knowledge of Greece's uncertain public finances. That's according to Karl-Heinz Lemmers, the founder of Solar Praxis AG, from Berlin.
It's a good idea, and Greece is a brilliant place for photovoltaic, but claiming to realize such a project with money from the other European countries is absolutely impossible. Nobody will give him the money. I think Greece cannot afford to do something like this.
So while the potential, the sunlight and the political will all seem to be in place, sorting out the nuts and bolts required to make Project Helios light up Europe's electricity grid and create jobs and business opportunities in Greece will take a long time. But here in Hamburg on the last day of a solar trade fair, where most of the official discussions focused on how fast prices are falling, Greece's 10-gigawatt dream is a ray of sunshine that certainly got delegates talking on the sidelines. Jonathan Gifford, Hamburg.
Deutsche Welle has a lot of illuminating stories about Europe and the environment. You can find the link at our website, loe.org. Just ahead, as dams in Washington State start coming down, fish face, an uncertain future. Keep listening to Living on Earth.